Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for showing up here and giving me an energy to speak to in this podcast. If you are new to the podcast, I welcome you. And for all of you, my faithful, loyal listeners, and including the new listeners, may this contribute to you in ways that maybe none of us thought were possible. So in today's episode, I am simply going to be speaking to what is it that you know? What is your knowing? We all have an intuition within us. We all have infinite soul wisdom. And what is that soul wisdom? Now, some of us are newer souls. Probably not very many people who are newer souls would be attracted to this podcast, although I never say never. And so I'm going to say the majority of you are light workers and are people that have had many lifetimes here on this planet. And so what that means is that you have a deeper wisdom from all of those lifetimes within your soul. So you might not consciously remember all of your lifetimes, but there is wisdom there. So when we tap into our knowing and really listen to our knowing, it can really shift things. Now, I heard something the other day, and it was something around if you believe, it means that you don't know. So get knowing. Even when you say you don't know, that was kind of one of the things that I wanted to kind of speak to. And I've spoken about this before, but what spelling is. So spelling is simply to speak into existence. That's at least my definition around it. And when you think about what spelling is, so in school, what was spelling? Did you have spelling bees? It's forming letters to spell words. And then when you put words together, it forms sentences. And so that is, in essence, it is that is spelling. And so when you start to pay attention to what you are speaking about and the words that you are saying, there becomes a new energy to it. And so that's why I'm careful with my words. And of course, I'm not perfect. And as I become, I've kind of made this more, I'm going to say it's been more in my awareness over the last couple of months. And so as I speak and as I form words and say things, I'm becoming more conscientious about what I am saying and what the energy of that is and what is being portrayed. And so when I speak about people in life having experiences, I really don't like when people say trauma. And I know that there are experiences in life that are really intense. And so for dramatic effect, we want to say trauma. But what if we could get out of saying trauma and using that word and instead seeing an experience or an intense experience, in that when we have an experience, what is it that we can gain from it? Rather than being trauma, and this is just new coming in, and I love when this happens, but the energy around trauma is the victim. So are you playing the victim? Do you want to be the victim? Because when you become the victim, you become powerless, okay? So are you willing to step out of being the victim and stepping into your power? And so whatever you believe means to not know. And so I'm asking you to start knowing. So there's times where I'll say, I don't know. And then I catch myself and it's like, well, what do I know? And if we don't know something or we're lacking information, then ask, right? Because ask and ye shall receive. And so, I don't know, it's just an interesting time in life right now. And I have this friend of mine who's kind of going through some, you know, amazing life transitions. And she's really digging deep into, I guess, doing the shadow work and doing all the things. And it's just really, really, really beautiful to see. And so through this experience, I've said to her, it's like, you're really stepping into the buffet of life. And so what does Janine mean by the buffet of life? Well, ultimately in life, it's all about choices. And I think in the third dimension, in this reality, we make things way too complicated. We overcomplicate things. We get too much in our heads. We get confused. We buy the lies of this reality or the third dimension, and we just don't have clarity. And so what if we could actually go to the fifth dimension and zoom out and get the bigger picture so that we can see all of the moving parts and help things, well, A, that gives you clarity, but also helps to make things make sense. Not that they have to make sense, but I don't know. It's just all the pieces of the puzzle, I guess, come into your awareness, and then all of a sudden you have the whole picture. And I really love when that happens. So coming back to the buffet of life, everything is about choices, right? Every choice that we make creates something for our future. So right now, if you decided to, say, go downtown and find someone who's dealing heroin and take up heroin addiction, what is that going to create in your life? And why aren't you doing that? Because you have a pretty good awareness of what that's going to create in your life. Not that that's wrong. And I'm not saying that it's wrong. And here's the other thing. So I want people, and I want you guys to really listen. I want you to get out of judgment of all of that, because those people who are homeless, those people who are drug addicts, that is what they are choosing for their experience. Ultimately, yes, they are choosing. So many people say, well, they didn't have a choice. They didn't have a choice. They had a bad upbringing, all the things. Okay, well, how about all of the people who were severely abused, had a bad upbringing, and they decided to make something of their life and not live that life? It does come down to choice. And ultimately, when you say someone doesn't have a choice, or, you know, it's not their fault because they were abused, or residential schools, or whatever that thing might be, that is not a kindness, because now you are stating that they don't have infinite wisdom, that they are not able to help themselves, that they are incapable, and that's not a kindness. And so when you see someone is capable, sometimes that might mean setting boundaries or whatever that thing is. That means that you believe in them and that they can come out of this, that they do have the strength and the ability and the wisdom within themselves to overcome it. So we have to stop feeling sorry for people. And, you know, there's a difference between feeling sorry for someone and having compassion. But you know what? It's even, okay, let's use the example of someone has a child that is now an addict, okay? If you keep enabling them and giving them money and doing all the things, then they come to rely on you. It's just like, okay, maybe this is even a better example. Let's just say, like, you're not supposed to feed the wildlife, right? Because then they become dependent on humans, and then they forget that they are capable of hunting and sustaining themselves. That's why they are an animal, and that's why they live out in nature. This is how the world was designed. This is how God designed the world. So some people would say, oh, well, it makes it easier for them and whatever. And as I look out at my bird feeder, like, I am providing food for the birds. But the thing is, you also have to acknowledge what you are creating. So if you start feeding the bears, then you have to be aware that you have a very large predatory animal now coming into where you live. So then something could happen, right? It could harm your dog, or it could harm your grandchild, or it could harm your neighbor's children, or, right? So again, having awareness around the choices that you make and what that's going to create. So that's all that I'm kind of saying here. So in the buffet of life, it's like, sometimes we don't know what a choice is going to create, right? It's like, oh, I think I want to do this. And then you go and you do it, and it's just like, oh, that's not what I thought it was. No, actually, I don't like that. Or sometimes you try something, you think you're not going to like it, and you end up loving it. So again, it's just like, it's all just comes down to choices. It's like, what feels light to you? What do you think will bring you ease and joy in your life? And choose that. It's really not that complicated. And so sometimes when things get heavy, or things get, you know, maybe there's a lot of drama around us, pull out of that third dimension, pull out of the drama, whoever might be creating that or whatever that might be. You know, I have a family member that's been creating a lot of drama and has decided that I'm the person they're going to hate on. So this family member has always had somebody that they have disliked, that there has always been someone. I've been in this family for 30 years. I have seen all of the people that this person is like, oh, this, you know, like all this person will be best friends with somebody, and then all of a sudden they have a falling out, and then they're the worst person ever. And it's just like, I've seen this like so many times in my 30 years, but there's always someone that this person is focused on hating. And then this person gets over it, and then it's on to the next person. So I kind of been joking and saying I'm the last man standing, because it's been all of the sister-in-laws, and now apparently it's my turn. So I'm not taking it personally. Initially, I am not going to lie. It did really hurt, because this person is being very vindictive and going out of their way to exclude me. And that's fine, because it's not about me. This person has made up lies about me and turned things into half truths and total lies. And it's just like, it's unbelievable. And so what I've had to acknowledge and accept is that it's actually not about me. It's this person, not willing to face their own demons and deal with their emotions and their shadows and whatever. And that's okay, because that's on them. It actually ultimately in the end has nothing to do with me. I can sleep at night knowing that I've been of integrity this entire time, that I have not lied, that I've been truthful. And there's been a few things that have kind of taken place, but have been twisted. And this person just twisted it into a mistruth and then is being angry about it when that's not even what happened. So it's just really, it's interesting to observe. And so even there, I'm going to say it's been a gift to just go to the fifth dimension. And then I can see all the moving parts. And I realize that, you know, and you've probably heard this before, that hurt people hurt people. And so, you know, it's really made me reflect on me, myself, my work, because this person said they hate me, actually said that, confirmed it, and then also said that I'm doing the devil's work. And so this person doesn't like that. And again, that's fine. This person doesn't know my journey, nor has ever asked me my journey. Like, it's not like I went out there looking to speak to dead people. I'm just sensitive to energy. And guess what? We're infinite beings. When we leave the physical body, we become all. And so I have this amazing ability and sensitivity to connect with them. That's all it is. It's not like I'm holding seances and calling in dark energies and holding hands, and that's not what this is. And so obviously this person just doesn't understand it. And so sometimes when we don't have an understanding of something, although understanding is not actually the word either, because to understand means you're standing under someone, and that means you're putting someone up on a pedestal. So again, the words around spelling. So even that, I don't like to say understanding, but maybe it's more of a knowing would be the better words. And this person doesn't know me. This person doesn't know my journey. And, you know, the things that have happened to me on my path and in my life, you can't make it up. Like, it's truly, truly, truly like miraculous, the things that I have experienced in my lifetime. And I believe the reason I've experienced those things is because I've been questioning my whole life. You know, are ghosts real? Is there a heaven? All of those things. And because I was seeking and asking and seeking the truth, I was shown. It was revealed to me. And, you know, this person also says that, you know, if you aren't reading the Bible every day and you haven't invited Jesus or you don't believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you're going to hell. And it's just like, that's one of the other questions I had. And it's so funny, because I would go to church and listen to the pastors, and whenever they would talk about hell, like, it was just like, it was so heavy in my body, and I just knew that that was a lie. It's a manipulation out of religion to keep people in fear, to fear God so that they can manipulate them. Because when people are in fear, that means you're in the dark and you are lacking knowledge. And so again, like, I, you know, when I connect to the other side, I haven't seen flames around anyone. I have not spoken to anyone who's in hell. Do I believe when you leave the physical body that some people will put themselves, because we have free will, put themselves in a place that's like hell? Yes, I do think that there are other dimensions where people will go to because they don't feel worthy of having anything better. But again, that's all just a choice. Like, you can go to the light and you can go to amazing places when you leave your physical body. So it's just really interesting what I get to see when I work in the fifth dimension. And sometimes it just blows my mind of what I can know and what I get shown. But I don't abuse that. So for those of you who don't really understand, you know, what a psychic is and how that works, and I'm not going to be naive in that there are some people who have these gifts and abilities who misuse them, but I do not. I do not take my abilities for granted. I don't snoop in people's lives or try to see into their lives, nor do I want to. Honestly, I try to shut it out as much as I can because it's, there's so much energy to it. And it takes energy for me to even do that. And why would I do that for no good reason? Like, I'm just not interested. People have free will. It's their life to live. And I just think that we have to get out of judgment, out of judging what people are choosing and creating in their lives. We need to stop feeling sorry for people, because feeling sorry is very disempowering. And when you feel sorry for someone, that means you don't think they're capable and you're not acknowledging that they're an infinite being with infinite wisdom. You're putting them in the 3D as pathetic and useless. That's how I see it. So I am going to invite you to stop feeling sorry for people. You can have compassion, and compassion is a lot different than feeling sorry for someone. So you can have compassion for them. You can ask what you can be for them, and it's a state of being, but worrying about someone or feeling sorry for them, that energy is not a positive energy, nor is it good for you. So just some things to be aware about and to think about, and just following your knowing, because energy doesn't lie. So if something feels off, it probably is. Ask some questions around it and see what comes into your awareness. Maybe say, what does this look like in the fifth dimension? Maybe that'll give you a different perspective. Because you got to think about it as like the eagle, right? When the eagle flies up above, you have a different perspective than when you're down on the ground in the trenches, so to speak, right? So that's kind of my take on things today. And I cannot believe that we are just over halfway through this month already. I have been wanting to possibly do a healing meditation. We'll see if I am drawn to do that or not for you guys, but I would like to figure out a way to have a platform, a membership, or something of the sort where I can go in and create meditations, activations, how to bring frequencies in to your body and into your life, to create more ease and joy. And, you know, like, there's a lot of intensity right now on the planet. I'm sure many of you are feeling it. I think it's to do with probably the spring equinox and the new energies and frequencies that are coming to the planet because of the shifts that we require for our evolution and for the evolvement of humanity and the planet and everything that's going on with this spiritual war. But at the same time, I do believe that we are also receiving a lot of frequencies through EMFs, the 5G towers. And I don't think that it's good, but I do believe we can rise above that frequency so that it's not impacting us. So again, it's like to bring up our frequency, rise above it so that it's not getting at us or to us, if that makes sense. So maybe some food for thought around that. Raise your frequency. If you're not sure how, maybe go into meditation and ask for guidance on how to raise your frequency. But sometimes it's also just setting the intention to raise your frequency and it is done. Okay, so working with the creator, working with the universe, working with our guides, maybe the light beings that are out there and assisting us with that. And who knows, maybe that's part of what the healing meditation will be. I have been feeling it for a few days. It's just a matter of when the awareness comes in and I have the pull to do it, because just now wasn't it. I wanted to come in and speak about your knowing and trusting your intuition and remembering that energy doesn't lie. And you're hearing this for a reason right now. And what's going on around you that feels off that maybe you're not acknowledging. And the thing is, sometimes we're like, oh, it seems off, but then we push it away. No, energy doesn't lie. I'm here to remind you that. So acknowledge that, you know what, this seems off. What am I aware of here? Then you'll get a download and you'll get more clarity and information on it. But it just takes asking a question. And well, first first step is acknowledgement that something is off, then asking a question, and then seeing what awareness comes to you. That's how downloads work, you guys, and you're all capable of them. So it comes in as a knowing. You don't know how you know, but it's just like, oh, I wonder if it's this. I recently had a knowing or a download come in around when I was pursuing my career back when I was around 19, 20. In that I didn't know why I never got a response, but I just had an awareness around something. And it was probably someone being deceitful around me, but that's okay because everything happens for a reason and maybe I'm better off for it, but it did change the course of the direction of my life, and that's okay because it's going to be also on that person for it. And so I expect now that that person's on the other side that maybe they're going to correct that and make it even better than it could have been. So it's interesting. And actually this person I speak of is my mother, and it is her birthday today. So isn't that interesting? And just before I came in to do the podcast, my phone will sometimes do for you pictures, and it was a picture of my father. And my awareness there was that he's missing her today because it's her birthday and he's thinking of her today on this date. So it's kind of interesting. And maybe it's a conversation for another day because I was not overly close with my mom. But I appreciated her, and I know that she did the best that she could, and truly, like, I know I was loved and she loved me in the best way that she could. She really did do her best, and it taught me how to be a better mother. So I'm really, really grateful for my upbringing and all of the things. And as infinite beings, we have to remember that we did choose our parents and those genetics and all of the things and the ancestry and all of it. So again, that's part of our human experience in this lifetime. So that is it from me for now. I hope I left you with some food for thought, gave you some tools that will create more ease and joy. If this podcast speaks to you and you know someone else, or someone else pops into your head and you think that they would enjoy this episode, please do share it out. And yeah, remember, you are the creator of your life. And if something isn't working for you, you can change it. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.